Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Penny, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to have you here on Breakfast with me this morning. So what are we talking about?
So I thought we'd talk about battle jackets because I met a young guy last week called Nate from Kuiper College who was sporting quite an impressive one, and I didn't even know that they were called battle jackets. And do you know what a battle jacket is?
I imagine it's a military jacket, but I don't know exactly which type of military jacket.
It's actually a denim cutoff that has patches all over it. Yeah, and I didn't realise that that was what the exact terminology is. But you're right, they do spring from aviator jackets and things like that. They're known as like battle vests, cutoffs. They're usually denim or leather, and they're customised by patches, symbols, studs, badges, pins. And they kind of serve as a canvas for personal expression and a display of allegiance to specific subcultures. I think we probably would mostly think of them as like punk or death metal, metalhead kind of symbolism in a way. I think it's probably what we are most likely to see in New Zealand, really.
I think of classic New York City street gangs.
Yeah, that's what I thought of too. When I first... when you first told me about his battle jacket, I was like thinking, oh, that's where it originated from. But I did some reading, and there's actually quite a lot of people who've done essays and research on it, as well as books. There's rules around them as well, which I'll tell you a little bit about. But the idea is that it's about symbolism, and, you know, in ancient Rome, the standards, which are the flags they carried into war, you know, they had eagles and different things on them. Middle Ages, nobles and royals employed personal emblems on their armour and shields to identify friends versus enemies on the battlefield. British folk traditions, like Morris dancing, they had feathers, papers, sashes, and of course bells on their attire. And if you think of the pearly kings and queens who used to sew, you know, who sew pearl buttons on everything, like the White Stripes album cover, you know, they're dressed as pearly kings and queens at one stage. And in the war, World War II, the aviator jackets, they used to wear and paint pictures on their jackets to commemorate kind of like where they'd been, or add kind of good luck charms to their jackets as they went into battle, I guess. And then post-war, there were a lot of motorcycle clubs that were founded by ex-World War II airmen, and they began kind of recontextualizing using cut-off jackets to mark their motorcycle club affiliation, geographical territory, and rank. And apparently even mods and rockers, like if you think about mods and rockers in the UK, the rockers wore spikes and studs on their jackets, and mods wore pitches and I guess like the Who patch and that sort of thing. But the main era that they came out of was the 70s, to do with like both the punk and metal scenes. They both embraced the battle jacket in a way to express their rebellious spirit and connect with musical communities. And then there's a whole lot of rules, which I was like, wow, this is crazy.
I love this. I love the subculture set of rules.
Yeah, so a lot of people, like, so you, when you kind of research this, they'll come up with like places that come up with these rules. So I was watching a YouTube video for a couple called Metal and Mead, and they were going through the 10 rules from a guy called Jay Skeleton, and it's real metalheads follow these 10 battle jacket rules. Only metal band merch goes on a battle jacket. It can be different metal genres, but it can't mix metal and punk. So they're saying that you have to stay true to your overall musical genre. Otherwise, it's not a true battle jacket. They were saying if you like Circle Jerks, that's fine, but just have a true punk battle jacket. but the people doing the video were like, nah, we don't agree with that. Then they get into kind of more specific things. Patches are for bands that you've seen live, like metal merit badges you've earned by going to the event, attending the mosh pit, so you're like in the actual battle.
It's kind of like a scouts system, you know, like you got rope tying.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. So it's like you're kind of like, as you've earned each show, you know, you earn each patch. But the thing is that there's a lot of bands that don't perform anymore. So if you like that band, you're kind of a bit stuffed. But the argument to that is that you wear the badge. So you wear badges, what we call badges, and pins are for bands that you'll never see live. So you can only wear patches for bands you have seen, and badges for those you haven't seen. You're supposed to have sewn the patches on yourself, like you can't get your mum or your girlfriend to do it.
It's not very metal getting your mum to sew your patch on, is it?
Yeah. wherever possible, buy the patch merch from the bands directly, which, you know, I would agree with, because then they're going to make money. But originally, they were actually, the patches were made by fans, because bands didn't originally have patches, so that kind of came later. Also, never wash the battle jacket, which I kind of thought was a bit icky, especially if you're going around moshing and there might be beer and other fluids on it. I thought that could be a bit gross. Talk to other people about battle jackets, but don't be a dick or judgmental, which I think is fair enough.
Unless they've got a patch from a metal band and a punk band on the same jacket.
Yeah, because then you could, you know,
then could, be a dick.
Run into trouble. Also, they say battle jackets are for the show, so wear to a gig, not to wear to the DMV, which is the Department of Motor Vehicle. But, like, I mean, who cares? Like, wear it wherever you want, I reckon. This one's funny. Know something about the bands you're repping. Make sure you've listened to the band if you're wearing the patch. It's a bit strange if you don't know the band and you've put the patch on your jacket. I guess it's like that thing where people, you know, like the fast fashion shops release T-shirts and people wear them and nobody knows that it's actually a band or anything.
Yeah, walking around with your Nevermind T-shirt on.
Yeah, unless yeah. And then the back patch, which is the biggest kind of space, is for the bands that really mean a lot to you, because it's the most real estate. And also, when you wear the patch on your upper left of your jacket, is the one closest to your heart. So it should be the one that means the most to you.
Oh, I love that. It's so, yeah. So it's so wonderful, so beautiful. What a sentiment.
Yeah. So I mean, that made me end up kind of, when I was walking around town last week, notice so many people wearing them, and I thought it was really cool. Like, I don't know if it's just that my eyes have been opened or whether there's a resurgence, but yeah, I think it's really, really awesome to see people kind of just, well, maybe even I feel like there's a little bit of tribalism going on, in the sense that more people are tending to find their little subculture and express themselves. Like, I feel like for a long time it's been quite beige out there, you know?
Yeah.
And even going to the central flea markets on Sunday, and, you know, and I sort of saw a few kind of true goths and...
Oh, great. That's so
like
great.
It's like so cool. That flea market, if you want to people watch, is amazing. People dress really like individually, and it's really cool. And I mean, it's a bit voyeuristic of me, but I just love sitting there watching everybody, you know, because they look really awesome how they dress.
People watching, yeah. And good bargains too.
Definitely.
What else do you want?
Exactly. Yeah, maybe a pastry and a coffee.
I also like the idea that you are caring for this garment, you know, and kind of fixing it over time, probably, and sort of, I mean, the not washing part, okay, that's a bit gross, but I guess you can do your own battle jacket, you know, BYO battle jacket.
Yeah, and you can air it. You can just hang it on the line. You don't have to wash it, you know. That just kind of can get smells out.
There's a bit of feedback coming through, people being like, it's not very punk to follow rules.
It's not, exactly, yeah. I mean, these are just ones that I read that I thought are really funny, and I wouldn't agree with them. And it was interesting to have these YouTube people, Metal and Mead, kind of discussing it, and for the most part they didn't agree with any of those rules either, and they were just going, who is this Jay Skeleton, why is he making up rules, like, you know, metal doesn't have rules.
Yeah, I so love that.
Yeah, so it's cool. But there are like there's books dedicated to this, and yeah, and I assume there's probably a lot more kind of rules and inverted commas out there, you know. But yeah, it's quite fascinating when you go and have a look at all the images, and I'm sure that people kind of, it's something that is a keepsake for many people that may have been, you know, had the original ones from the 70s and the 80s, and you'd probably never want to throw that out because it is such a reflection of your time and your, you know, part in being in that music scene and that sort of thing.
And your fandom, your earnest fandom. God, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, like your scalp blanket.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Your battle jacket. Yeah.
Wicked. All right, that's battle jackets. Thanks for coming on and letting us. I mean, honestly, I thought we were talking about kind of military flight jackets. I didn't realize they were denim jackets. But it's cool.
Yeah, or leather.
It's kind of cool. These like the kind of subculture, like gang mixed with music fandom. You know, I love that.
Yeah. Do you think? Do you have a patch that you instantly would know what to add to your your first one?
Optima for sure. My favorite DJs in the whole world.
Definitely. Awesome. Maybe you need to start up a battle jacket for DJs.
I actually do. I need to start a DJ battle jacket. I kind of got one. I've got a Sound Signature one, but I got to put some more patches on there.
I say do it.
Yeah.
I say do it, and then we can talk about it at a later date.
Hell yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Penelope Noir, for coming on this morning, getting up with us and talking battle jackets. I actually have queued up a song that I thought would be appropriate for what I thought battle jackets were, and I'm not organized enough to change that, so I want to play this out with a little bit of Master Hit from Front 242, which
awesome. Great.
And I'll take us up to news. Thanks Penny, have a great day.
You too, take care.
See you, ka kite.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.